This is WUWM. I'm Emily Files. All Milwaukee Public School students are back in school this week, virtually. Tuesday was the first day for MPS traditional start schools, which includes most elementary students. High schools and middle schools began a couple weeks ago. At Seifert Elementary School at 14th and Walnut Tuesday morning, kindergarten teacher Rithi Puniamorthala was talking to her four-year-old students through a laptop.
What color is this? Open your eyes. Green! That's right, it's green. Green, green. Awesome, Dejavan. I love how excited you are. We just gotta take a couple deep breaths right now. Awesome.
She showed the students a stack of colorful plastic cups they can build into castles when they come back to classrooms.
So when you guys get to K-4, and we have into our classrooms, and we have our cup stacking center, I'll know that you're doing a wonderful job when you're able to make your castles and they're nice and balanced and they don't fall over.
Superintendent Keith Posley says MPS is preparing to bring students back to schools 2 days a week in October, but that hinges on COVID-19 conditions.
We also are looking at the experts of what they're saying around the rate of infection within the city and seeing when it's safe. When it's safe, that's when we will start moving in that direction of phase two.
Posley hasn't given a specific metric that would allow a move to in-person learning. MPS board member Bob Peterson says they'll be watching what happens in nearby suburbs where schools are starting in person.
You know, if things really go bad at certain districts around the community that are open, you can imagine that will slow us down. If everything goes really smoothly and nobody gets or very few people get infected, we'd be more inclined to open up earlier.
For now, parents and students are getting used to school through a computer screen, and they're learning some new educational jargon. Maricely Sandrate is the mother of three MPS students.
So they explained I'm going to mess this up, asynchronized time and synchronized time. I've heard the two terms so many times.
Synchronous and asynchronous are words parents have been hearing a lot. Synchronous means live, when a teacher is online delivering a lesson or having a discussion with students in real time. MPS has minimum standards for the number of hours students will receive synchronous instruction to try to imitate what happens in the classroom. Andrate's son, Janiel, a sixth grader at Wedgwood Middle School, says virtual class is going well. He attends one of MPS's early start schools and began August 17th.
I like it because I got used to it quickly.
There have been some technology problems. On the first day of Janiel's classes,
we did have a couple of issues kind of getting into the Google Meet. And you can just kind of tell, like, given in the chat where in the kids' Google Classroom, a couple of kids were kind of having issues.
Andrate says things have gone more smoothly since then. To cut down on technology problems for its traditional start schools, MPS had a test run on Monday. But that didn't mean Tuesday went perfectly. Back at Seifert Elementary, fifth grade teacher Shanita Williams was having problems.
But I'm having technical difficulties with my camera right now. The kids can't see me. I can see them.
A special education teacher took the lead as Williams tried to get the camera fixed. She says she has mixed feelings starting the school year at a distance from her students.
I'm excited and sad at the same time because I used to teach first grade, and these are some of the students that I had in first grade. I grew with these kids, and I would love to see them face to face.
Families struggling to figure out online school can tune into a virtual info session MPS is holding Wednesday evening. And for parents who work during the school day, MPS is opening up daytime learning centers at about 50 schools. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.